This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says a U.S. brokered ceasefire in Turkey's assault on Kurds in northeastern Syria has become a permanent, and Washington is lifting sanctions imposed on Ankara. Mr. Trump said sanctions imposed on Turkey for its military offensive against Syrian Kurds in the region are being lifted unless something happens that we're not happy with. The Syrian Democratic Forces fought alongside U.S. forces against Islamic State terrorists, but Turkey considers them to be linked with Kurdish separatists who have long fought for autonomy inside Turkey and calls them terrorists. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan reached an agreement Tuesday on joint control of the Syrian border region. European leaders are deciding on another extension to Britain's exit from the bloc after lawmakers in Britain frustrated Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to leave this month. We get more from Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson insisted Wednesday that his plan is still to leave on 31st October.
I don't think the people of this country want a delay. I don't want a delay. I intend to press on, but I'm afraid we now have to see what our EU friends will decide on our behalf.
Johnson was forced by law to ask the EU for an extension, even though he didn't want one, after failing to pass his Brexit deal in Parliament last Saturday. The British leader then tried to rush the legislation through Parliament with just days to go before the deadline. While agreeing to the deal in principle, MPs Tuesday voted against this timetable. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
And meanwhile, the UK Brexit Minister Barclay says that they hope that the opposition lawmakers will think again and enable Brexit legislation timetables to pass that, according to Reuters. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg addressed U.S. lawmakers' concerns Wednesday about the planned launch of a global digital currency, House Financial Services Committee Chairwoman Maxine Waters renewed her call to halt the launch and even suggested the company should be broken up. During testimony before the committee, Zuckerberg acknowledged the planned 2020 rollout is risky, but said that the cryptocurrency would provide a secure method for millions of Americans who don't have bank accounts to make low-cost fund transfers. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service is canceling harsh six-figure fines against illegal immigrants who have taken refuge in churches across the United States. Under a 1996 law, migrants who have failed to heed deportation orders are fined between $300,000 and $500,000. As part of his drive to crack down on illegal immigration, U.S. President Trump signed an executive order in 2017 directing the agency to start collecting that money. But a coalition of immigration lawyers and rights groups representing seven targeted women living in churches called those fines illegal. Democrats pursuing their impeachment inquiry of President Trump demanded Wednesday that the State Department release key documents they subpoenaed after his efforts to pressure Ukraine to open investigations to help him politically. The proceedings were interrupted by congressional members of President Trump's party. More from VOA's Slattis Ahok.
A group of Republican lawmakers stormed a closed-door deposition in the House Intelligence Committee space. The lawmakers were not members of the congressional panels conducting the investigation and had no right to demand entry, but they argued that the case was too important for the investigations to be held behind closed doors.
We are trying to have some transparency to this process. I represent nearly a million Floridians who are asking me my thoughts on this process, and yet I can't relay to them anything except what's being leaked to the media.
The disturbance delayed the scheduled deposition by several hours. Critics say the upheaval was created to distract public attention from the damage inflicted by a deposition given to lawmakers Tuesday by former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor.
That's VOA's Slattis Ahok reporting. Chinese manufactured drones purchased by the Pentagon months after their use was prohibited due to cybersecurity concerns that they're being used as targets and are not being deployed with elite U.S. forces on missions, according to a Pentagon official. A VOA investigation last month revealed the U.S. Air Force and the Navy has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on drones made by a market leader, Daxiang Innovations, for some of the military's most sensitive and secretive operations. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.